This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 29th. God's word for you today is just trust. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. The first of five things we need to pay attention to this year is, God is limitless. The second is, trust is a major key to ease. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 says, this is the word of the Lord, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It is not by being cunning. If you enter the embassy through cunning means, they will show you that there are boundaries on earth. But if you enter with ease, the gates will be lifted. Note that this is just an example. Trust is a major factor in being limitless. If you're standing on a ledge and God says, jump, I will catch you. Just let go. Everyone that has struggled with the Maker always ends up limited. Do not struggle with your Maker. God has need of your life. Do not struggle with it. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 26 says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? The birds do not know the principles of heaven that you know being a child of God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 30 says, and if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and throw into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Why can't you trust God? Why do you keep using your head? Why can't you just trust God? Why is it so difficult for you to trust God? Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to test. God is saying that one of the keys to him opening the windows of heaven and pouring down a limitless blessing that you will not have enough capacity for is tithing. However, you cannot tithe if you do not trust. It is impossible. When 100% is not even enough, how can anyone be asking me to live on 90%? You cannot tithe if you do not trust. Some people reading this devotional today need to begin to show God that they trust him. To walk in ease, to walk in financial ease, you just have to trust God. Look inward and correct your own flaws. This is the third thing you need to pay attention to. Correcting your own flaws is always more painful than pointing fingers at other people's flaws. Let us pray. Father, beyond my words, let my actions show that I trust in the Lord with all my heart. Let it show that I am leaning into you and not myself. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.